T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy. And then tune in to the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
All right, Draymond, 2-5 yesterday, but 9 rebounds, 8 assists. I thought his defense on Bam Adebayo was exceptional. A lot of one-on-one defense forcing Bam Adebayo into a lot of tough fadeaways yesterday. I thought Draymond Green's defense was excellent. Kuminga was solid. Wiggins did his thing. Starting 5 overall. Outscored the Heat 42-13 in their small sample size together on the floor. Of course, the bench didn't get a lot. Moses Moody, by the way. Saw Moses Moody, Kevon Looney for the first time in many, many years. Many, many days, I should say. Many, many days.
It's been many moons since we've seen Moody. A fortnight.
3 of 3 from the floor. 9 points from Moody. Looney, 7.6 rebounds. They're going to need his size at some point. You know they will. But Looney maybe getting a lot of cardio in off the court. Hasn't played in a while, but it was good to see him smile and run around the floor yesterday down in South Beach, Miami. So the Warriors win. But if you're looking for the best Giants talk, and before we get to Jay York, I do want to ask you guys about something.
I also had a dilemma this morning.
I will get to that. Uh-huh. Make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Love me to ask you if you get the best damn Giants talking to me area every week, all season long. Win or lose, go back and listen to their 2024 season preview now. Subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. I was going to ask you about Pablo, but now I'm more intrigued about your dilemma this morning.
So I woke up, take a shower, and I'm in the shower, and I realize the water level's starting to go up in the shower.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I go, oh, God. Now, look, this is not.
What do you mean water level going up?
I'll explain.
It was going down the tube?
It wasn't going all the way down.
It wasn't going down the drain, so there's basically steady. It was like you're steady in a flood or something.
Exactly. And there's clearly a clog of some sort. Now,
it wasn't flowing water plumbing.
It wasn't flowing water. You need to call flowing water.
Well, that's what I'm going to hit up today.
Yeah.
Well, being the son of a plumber, I go, son of a gun, let me pull out my Phillips and let me, you know, take off the top of this bad boy and let's take a look. Now, about a couple of years ago, had a similar problem, all right? Reached down. This is brand new. The bathroom we remodeled, I don't know, less than 5 years ago, okay? It's beautiful. It's brand new, all right? It's gorgeous. My wife, and I'm not just blaming her, you know, this is a process of elimination here. The hair is all over, you know, women, the hair starts to shed a little, you know, and
I don't know, Joe.
I know, and she's going to kill me for putting this out there.
Got a big old
hairball. Yeah. A giant clog. So I went to go pull it, and I went to go pull the clog out, and I had to grab a little putty knife or whatever to, like, kind of, like, you know, scrape it off or whatever. Went to go pull it out, and the clog, the portion that I was going to pull out fell back down into the pipe.
So this all happened at 4:30 in the morning?
Absolutely. And, of course, what do you think I'm doing? I'm, like, yelling, waking the baby up. So I get in trouble there. It's all my fault, of course. So
why
didn't
you just wait until why don't you just thug it out and just wait until this afternoon?
Because you know what I know what's going to happen? Well, first off, my OCD won't allow it. I had to, like, do it right then and there and fix it. And I also know that she's going to hop in the shower and be oblivious to it, and then we're going to have water all over the place.
See, I would have just rather have water all over the place. I'm not doing anything at 4 in the morning.
Really?
I'm taking my shower. I'm putting on my clothes and my Dior.
Would you tell your significant other?
I'll text her and be like, hey, the tub's flooding. The shower's flooded. Just be careful with the shower. We got to fix it. I'm not doing anything at 4 in the morning. I'm not taking
it
out
It was
no
literally
trash.
Just a couple of cranks of the screwdriver.
Nothing.
You pull the little top off.
Nothing's getting
done. And I
done.
Even have one of those. What are they called? Yeah, it's not a dream catcher. But
you got problems, dude.
Hair catcher.
You got problems. Yeah, dude, I know what you're doing because I have to do it in my shower. We all do it. Ed has got hair all over the place. But I ain't doing it at 4:30 in the morning. I'm taking a shower. I'm going to flood. Like, that sucks. I'm going to get out. But I'm not doing anything. Anything
at
4:30 in the morning.
It's a constant, I'd say every 5 to 10 months, conversation between me and my wife where she gets like very mad at me.
Well, they have the things where you like the Drano stuff.
I call it the right. No, do not. See, this is the problem with Drano.
Uh-oh.
See, as let me tell you pour all that stuff down. There's acid or whatever.
Yeah, it breaks it all down.
And it'll break your pipes down over a long period of time as well.
If you use it once a year, but if you're using a lot.
Or every 5 to 10 months.
I mean, you got to understand also, like, when we pulled out these pipes back in the day, 80-year-old pipes.
You got the little snakes?
House
you
was
get
built.
The snakes.
That's what I need to go get,
right.
Is the snake.
Get the
but
snake.
That's why we have flowing water and plumbing.
Right. Get
so I'm going to hit my guys up today and have them come by and,
you know,
and
this
snake
is all,
this bad
you know,
boy out.
Flowing water, plumbing, and drain.
Thank you.
Flowing
sorry.
Water, plumbing,
specifically
and drain.
The drain part here.
Drain. And not only that, you're going to waste Brian's time coming out to do something that you could do by yourself.
It fell down the pipe, and it's whatever, a 2 to 3 inch pipe. I can't stick the hand down to get it.
Get the Get the steak.
He's the butcher boy, not the plumber boy.
Exactly. That's my brother. Used to be my dad, my grandpa, my uncle.
I mean, I get down and dirty, man. We're going to
really?
Waste somebody's time.
Really?
We're not going to waste somebody's time. Go call Lena. Ask her about me in the house.
Just not at 4
ask
in the
her about me. Just not at 4 in the morning.
Could you notice? I'm dead serious. Do you know the difference between a Phillips and a flathead screwdriver?
No, I don't. I know the difference
just
between
asking.
A flathead and
some
a
people don't
screwdriver.
Know.
Yes, a flathead is flat, and the Phillips has got the screws in there. Yeah, come on. I'm the guy who knows how to change a tire, not you.
I don't.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to ask me what a Phillips
is. But that's
is.
Not everything.
But see, the problem here is you're doing it at 6 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and you are waking up people.
It's my OCD. I want to get it done right now.
But you got a little one in LJ, who's what, 4 months?
He was
5 months?
Up.
You got Michelle, who's trying to sleep and just chill, and you're doing it at 4:30 in the morning.
I know.
Honestly, you're selfish.
I'm selfish.
Yes, you're the selfish one here.
I'm selfish because it backed up again after I've had a lot of conversations about how we can dispose of some of the hair and whatnot, and how we need to be cognizant of a brand new floor drain
and a
brand new drain in the shower.
Well,
and I don't want it to get clogged like the previous one from 80 years ago that had so much tar in it.
Well, buy the hair thing. There's a hair blocker over the drain. She doesn't use it?
No, there's like a screen that goes over it that you put it on. But it's still... I'm telling you, B, it's a problem.
So it sounds like you just don't have your home in control.
Well, I admit that. I'm not going to argue that one.
See, that's the problem. See, Anna knows. I'm like, babe, this was going to happen. And what I do, this is what I do.
Be careful.
If it's certain, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good in the hood, baby. The couch ain't seen me in a long time. Listen, I let it flood for a couple of days. To teach her a lesson.
Are you serious?
Without even, you don't have to say anything.
So this is
it starts flooding and you'll be like, hey, this is what happens when you don't follow the protocol.
Yeah, but see,
this is what happens when you let the hair fall down the drain.
This is
and
how
so
you get mold.
No. You clean it up, you do it. But if it happens, and it only it happens about every 16 months, the whole flooding thing in the shower.
Okay.
What I do is you let it roll for a couple days. It's just like, babe, to flood. It's like, this is what happens. So you let the actions do the work.
This is
where you hurt. Because sometimes people don't hear you. Sometimes people, the words don't do
but
enough.
Here's the
sometimes
word
sometimes significant other just doesn't even listen.
Stop it.
So I'm telling you. You just let it ride. And then they're like, oh, I get it. And we don't have those problems anymore.
Yeah, see, as the son of a plumber, I've been to many situations where people let it ride. And then you come in, and now you have dry rot, and you have mold and
that
things
takes
need
a long
to be
time.
Removed.
That takes a long time to happen.
You'd be surprised.
It takes a long time. That if the mold is happening, that means people aren't cleaning up their tubs.
Well,
and
I'm just saying in general, like you have these seams
dirty.
In tiles and things like that where cracks can get through, and then you get water, and then you have. I mean, it can become a nightmare. That's all I'm saying. It can become a nightmare. So no, I'm not going to let it ride. That's just there's two different kinds of people.
But then you're going to still be trying to clear a drain at 4:30 in the morning. which is psychotic.
I know. I sound like, am I wrong or is Bonte right?
I can understand the desire, just like, I can't leave here unless I unclog this drain.
Exactly.
Because, like, it's going to be stuck on your head all day long, and that's all you're thinking.
And as a great husband and, you know, the quote-unquote head of the family, and even though
you're still going to get yelled at. So
well,
it doesn't
inevitable.
Matter.
Do you want to get yelled at with a clean drain or a clog?
You know what I should do?
I would rather get yelled at with a dirty drain so then we clean it. But I'm going to get my shower and I'm getting the hell out the house at 4:30 in the morning.
Could you imagine if there was a beat reporter reporting on the Shasky house? It's the young guys. It's LJ. It's the young guys. They're not good enough to help the veterans,
They're
Joe and Michelle.
Than you.
So it's not this. This is not a right or wrong situation. It's just a situation that I would handle differently. That's all. That's all. It's not about being right or wrong here. We're both right. We're both wrong. You're both right about the part where you're going to get yelled at.
That's true.
But
that
you know,
is true.
But you also, we also, I know I have leeway because we have two showers in the house. So.
Well, we do too. We have one downstairs, but I've never used it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be humble in this
one. That's what I would have done.
I'm not trying to go downstairs.
So see, this is where your other mistake. You had a shower downstairs. You should have just took the shower downstairs.
I was already in the shower once I noticed.
Just take out. Just leave. Leave. What are you doing? All right, we're going to break, damn it. Nobody listens in the 6 o'clock hour anyway. It's the Warriors Game Day presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank Full Service Banking. No compromises. 888-957-9570. Before we get back to Shasky, we'll get to Pablo as well. So Shasky unclogged his drain at 4:30 in the morning. I say hell no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.